All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
Again, if you're coming from Instagram or Facebook, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. We go live on Instagram and Facebook every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you tune in for that, and then you can come over here.
Make sure to like and subscribe.
This is getting bad. Anyhow, every Friday we put out a piece of content, and on Friday we have another piece of content coming for you. So make sure you check out our YouTube, Coding Wheels USA. And if you're not sure, if you didn't see last week's podcast, we had Jonathan Hurst on. You want to do the intro or you want me to do it?
You're already taking board.
Our guest today is none other than my personal bud, Levi Gates from The Rag Company.
Whoop,
Levi,
whoop.
If you don't know The Rag Company, first off, you should. That's the first thing. You're like, you're missing out. I will say that I place them on the pedestal of detailers. They obviously have their own lines of microfiber towels and other detailing supplies on their website, but they are extremely knowledgeable. They have a YouTube channel that puts out a tremendous amount of incredible content, and that content will help you take your car's finish to another level, or at least tell you that your finish is so bad that you really can't do anything with it. Levi is not only the co-host of the Rag Company podcast, he also has his own podcast, The Masters of Shine at Home. And that's an interesting listen, so make sure you check that out. I think that's on pretty much all the different arranged podcast platforms. So without further ado, Levi, welcome.
Thank you, Scott. Dell, what's up, dudes? You
guys, what's up, bro?
It's nice to finally get in and get on the show. And long-time listener, first-time caller. But no, thank you guys for having me on. If you guys are wondering about me, who I am, what we do, a little about the Rag Company. We've been around since 1999. We are one of the oldest and largest manufacturers of microfiber towels in the world.
Okay. Yeah,
in the world. All right.
Based out of Boise, Idaho. Microfiber entered the U.S. in 1994, and we started selling microfiber in 1999. So we had our hands in it early on, and I came on to the company about, probably 5-6 years ago, and came on just because I was a detailer. I've been a detailer for almost 25 years now. That's what I've done since I was a 16-year-old kid. I grew up as a detailer. My parents were detailers, and I grew up cleaning cars. That was what I was good at. It's what I like doing. And that's what I ended up doing. So had my own shop called Masters of Shine, and needed some microfiber towels because I got to a point where I was scratching cars when I was taking wax off. And I was like, this is weird. And one day it just clicked in my head, and I was watching it, and I said, I need something better than just the typical Costco Kirkland Signature towel, because this isn't right. And so did a little Google search. Found three major manufacturers in the U.S. that, wanted to go to the source, so to speak. Three major manufacturers that have factories, in South Korea and China and things like that. And one was in Boise, Idaho, and it was, The Rag Company. And they were less than a mile from my shop. And so I emailed Jeff, said, can I come in, check it out? He said, come on down. I spent 4 hours that day learning about microfiber and everything that has to do with it. Spent about $300, and then the next day went back in, spent like another $300-$400, and went back in the next day, spent some more money, and slowly but surely became an addiction. But I tried to learn as much as I could. And then when the Rag Company wanted to start doing YouTube videos, they reached out and said, hey, can we go to your shop and do some videos? And that's basically how I got started. Was I kind of came in right when they were getting ready to do some videos, and then I was also in the right place at the right time, because they needed questions about detailing, because their business originally had started out as a janitorial sanitation. So they were providing towels for hotels and janitation or janitor companies and things like that. And so detailing all of a sudden became about Right now, it's about 80% of our industry. And as that grew, I mean, it was almost overnight. There was a lot of questions, a lot of topics. And that's kind of how I got on. And then Anthony came on right after that. And between the two of us, we kind of curate every product that we sell. So we do a lot of development when we're working on, you know, new towels and products and tools and equipment and stuff that we carry through our rag company Ultra brand. We also make over 150 different types of microfiber towels, which a lot of people don't realize that there's that many versions.
I wouldn't have guessed
and,
that.
Yeah. And then on top of that, we sell a ton of chemicals. And with chemicals, because I've been in the industry for so long, and I know I have a very good background and ear to what to look for in product lines. One thing Anthony and I don't do is bring on what we refer to as white label products. So that means they're manufactured by a major corporation, and then they make six or seven different versions, and each company gets a different label. It's all the same product, but six different companies will fight over it. And so for us at the Rag Company, it's important that we go to the source, and, you know, and there's that old saying, honor the source. So we go to directly. So that's why we carry G-Technic. That's why we carry Koshimi. That's why we carry PNS. That's why we carry Optimum, Solution Finish, things like that most of these companies are also chemist owned or chemist in-house brands. And they're all manufactured in-house. So this way we know we're giving you guys, you know, the best of the best of the best, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of the short and sweet of it, so to speak. So,
yeah. I mean, and for the record, Levi, Anthony, Dane, Jeff, Carolyn, the whole team there at the Rag Company have been, there are some of the nicest people and most genuine people that you probably could ever meet. I know because I meet a lot of people in this industry, and not too many of them are started with a hug.
Yeah, that is something we do. Now that the company is kind of there, like that's what they do full time. You know, we started with, you know, in the garage, and now we're in 65,000 square feet and we have 43 employees. It's a huge operation, but they try to keep it very close knit, very family friendly, family oriented. I mean, to the point that my mom now works at the rag company packing towels. And it's funny because we had a big company meeting earlier this week, and I had to speak, and I got done, and then my mom raised her hand, and I was like, "Yes, mom, what do you what's your question?" But it was just it's neat and nice to be able to be a part of a company like that. And it's hard for a lot of folks that maybe own their own business to go work for somebody else. And for me especially, I've always kind of been, you know, once I opened my own shop, it was like, oh, do I want to give this up? But Jeff and Carolyn are such sweet people to work for. And it was just like a no-brainer at that point. And that we've had a really fun, crazy year, that's for sure. So it's been neat.
Yeah, definitely crazy.
I wanted to bring you on because one of the pieces that you do for the Rag Company is you're the head educator for not only your products, but the use of the products. And again, this all ties into the fact of your detailing expertise, etc. So I wanted to be able to give people a little bit of insight into the type of things that they should be doing when prepping their car for the winter. So obviously we're talking about whether it be exterior paint, interior, and, you know, obviously even wheels, if they're going to continue to leave them on through the winter. I will say, I don't expect you to be able to sum all this stuff in about 25 minutes, but more to hit with the tips.
I might be able to.
but you know, with this stuff, we might have done this podcast maybe just a hair too late. We're getting dumped on here today.
Yeah, we're getting about a foot.
That's good. We got about 3 inches yesterday. So we're supposed to snow in Boise for the next 2 weeks. So for those wondering, I'm in Idaho. But you guys have you guys use salt over there on the roads, right?
Oh, I'm sure that they use anything they can find.
Anything. Sand, salt,
just about anything.
Whatever.
Okay. So here in Idaho, they use sand and they use magnesium chloride, which is a de-icer, and they spray it on the intersections. And then some, when there is snow landed, then they'll put salt. So we don't ever have ice, but the magnesium chloride, one of the problems that it does is it pits aluminum. It reacts with aluminum wheels, so it'll pit them if the finish isn't protected enough. And so you'll get these chunks that'll just sit and they'll just burn holes in the wheels, basically. They're more prone on like chrome. So one thing that I try to tell customers, and something that I had when I had my detail shop, was winter prep packages are probably some of the easiest and most simplest things to sell for customers, to your customers, because a lot of folks don't even think about the stuff they need to do. And two things you need to worry about is, one, protecting the outside of the car, protecting the paint and the wheels from whatever chemicals are being sprayed, or if you're doing road trips for Christmas, New Year's, things like that, especially if you're going in between states, because different states have different transportation departments, and different transportation departments put different stuff on the road, whatever they got for a deal. And so you got to make sure that you're protecting your paint against those outside forces. The second thing is your interior. Cold and flu season comes up, and a lot of people don't realize that their car is, and I don't think it was until this year that most people realized how dirty and filthy their cars actually are inside, and the bacteria and stuff that can grow and be all over the car. So two of the things that you try and worry and watch out for is, and my mother-in-law's here coming by. So a couple things that what I recommend for customers is easily just adding something as simple as a normal paint sealant. Paint sealants are very easy, very effective, and very safe, simple. And this is something you guys could do at home. So let's say you go home, you run your cars through a car wash, or you wash them at home in your garage, or however you want to do it. You get your car washed on the first like real sunny day. Then take a sprayable paint sealant, something very simple, very easy. Our favorite product at the Rag Company is PNS's Bead Maker, or something like you guys talked about a couple weeks ago, G-Technic's Easy Coat. Very simple to do. But with Easy Coat, you need to have a hose. So if you're already hitting freezing points and you've already put your hose away, what I would grab is G-Technic's C2V3, which is their spray sealant. So just a nice coat of that on your paint, and a spray of that on your wheels will help, especially during winter, because in reality, we're only looking at about 3 months of heavy use that you're going to need to have that protection on. Any higher than that, the beauty is that every time you wash, spray a little more product on there, give your car another coat. It's going to be fine. It's not going to hurt it. Interiors. One of the biggest things that, like I said, a lot of people don't understand is the bacteria growth. The people sneeze on their steering wheels all the time. You're sitting at a light, you sneeze, or you go to cover and you'd miss and you sneeze all over.
Or you sneeze into your mask and then it like gets all over your face.
Yeah. Yeah. Or on your window. And then you wipe it with your hand and then grab your steering wheel.
Yeah.
So things to make sure is always keep a towel in your car, just so that way you can wipe up whatever you have, or if you do need to wipe anything. Second, alcohol. Rubbing alcohol is a bad, bad thing on your interior. So if you're using hand sanitizers, things like that, a lot of people get back in the store, get in their car, squirt some hand sanitizer on, and then they grab their steering wheel. That destroys the leather of your steering wheel. So the more that you do that, the more you ruin it. Or they'll squirt hand sanitizer, it'll sit on their center console. Alcohol will eat and burn whatever finish you have on there. So always keep a towel available, mostly for the fact that you can, one, wipe your hands after you've hand sanitized them so that when you're touching your steering wheel, you don't have residual alcohol on your hands. Or if you do have a spill, you're able to wipe that stuff up. Second, put down some form of like a fabric sealant. A Scotch Guard is a simple, easy feature. You can buy the cans at the grocery stores. Hit your carpets. Give your carpets a good vacuum. Waterproof them. Spray the Scotch Guard or fabric sealant on those carpets, just to help limit the amount of liquid that's going to be sitting in your carpets, especially if you're trudging in and out of, you got a foot of snow coming. You got that snow, you're tracking it into that car, that snow is going to melt. It's going to turn to water. You get home, you have your windows up because you didn't crack your windows because it's winter. Why would you? Mm-hmm. And now you've got a little greenhouse effect in there. That water then turns into mold, especially if it gets underneath your floor mats. So you now have mold in your vehicle and you're driving around all winter and people are like, man, I just can't get over this cold. I can't get over this cough. Well, there's reasons for that. So things I like to look out for: rubber floor mats, add those into your car for winter, because mm-hmm. this way you can take those out at night. If you have a garage and you're lucky enough to have a garage, you can crack your windows and let your car breathe. Second, I always tell people, run their heat on the floor. If you get too hot and you're like, oh man, I got to turn the heat off, put it on the floor, because what that's going to do is dry out whatever leftover wetness is in the carpet from you getting in and out of your car. And with rubber floor mats, it dries much faster, especially on that top layer. So a fabric sealant on your carpets, on your upholstery, so that you don't worry about getting those areas wet or stained. Making sure that you keep a towel in your car. And that was one of the things I did, was I'd throw in a free microfiber towel for my customers. And I'd say, hey, just keep it in the car. Keep it looking, you know, whatever you need it for. The G-Technic line of products, one thing I love about them is they do have antibacterial properties. So they have their AB line of products. And that's one of the unique things about that brand, is the antibacterial BioCoat that's also a part of that product line. Really amazing stuff. And they make really small bottles. So at the rag company, we have different sizes and things. I think we even have a smart surface kit, sample kit, that comes with a bunch of little 250, like, little tiny bottles. Those are killer stocking stuffers and great deals, because you can take those, put them in your car, and you got a bunch of little bottles of either the interior cleaner that's antibacterial, or you got the leather cleaner. Throw a couple of those in your center console, clean your steering wheel, put the leather protectant back on. It's all antibacterial, so your steering wheel's clean, your shifter's clean, and then you've got products to put on the exterior of the vehicle. And the biggest thing is just a sealant, just a paint sealant. And then if you can, clean the undercarriage. A lot of people go, man, I never take my car to a car wash. Honestly, in the winter, that's the one time that I usually recommend people go at least once or twice, mm-hmm. Especially at the end of winter, right before spring. Run it through just to knock as much of the salt or stuff that is accumulated under the vehicle, because that does the most damage. But those are simple in and of itself. The other thing is, clean your windows. See, like, inside windows, clean them good, because that also helps anti-fog, just on its own naturally. So
I have a couple questions, but before I undoubtedly have some questions.
Yeah, I have some questions.
But let's just touch on the window thing for a second. What is the best way to clean windows? Because I chronically have this issue that I feel that I clean the interior of the windows well, but then the moment that I hit that first, you know, get in the car, get a little bit of fog or whatever, I could see every stroke I ever made.
Yeah. So I do a couple things. So I've got some videos on our YouTube channel under the Rag Company, Details with Levi, how to clean your glass. They're two of our most popular videos. So a couple different things. I like using our FTW, which is a twist loop towel. And then I like using some of our glass towels. So we have like a premium glass or diamond weave glass specific towels. What I usually do is I'll dunk one in whatever cleaner I'm using. So if I'm using Optimum No Rinse, which we refer to as O&R, or I'm using like a glass cleaner, I'll soak that first glass towel in liquid so that it's wet, not dripping, but wet. Mm-hmm. And then I'll use that, I'll spray the glass, whatever, and then I'll use that as the wet one, because I want to try and scrub and wash as much of the glass as I can so it's washed. Then I'll use my FTW, which we call For the Window, up and over, and that's what you can thank Dane for that one,
I'm sure.
So yeah, so I wipe, then I dry the window the second time with the FTW that way, and I try and do them while they're still wet. The big mistake a lot of folks do is they'll spray all the glass, they don't come back with the second towel, because they'll do like two windows and then they'll come back and do it. Well, the glass has already had a chance to dry, especially if you're using something with like an ammonia base or an alcohol base. I try to stay away from anything that has alcohol is a little more preferable, than ammonia. I try to completely stay away from ammonia-based glass cleaners, just because of the way they dry. Alcohol dries a little quicker, but it has a tendency to, the leftover residual is able to wipe off much easier. So I try to stick that way. So G-Technic makes a good glass cleaner, and Koshimi makes a great glass cleaner as well. And those are kind of my go-tos for that. But clean glass is the most important thing.
Yeah, which is interesting. It's like, that's why I have so many problems, because I use Windex. And if you look at most of the time, it says right there with ammonia, you know, whatever. So that explains.
Ammonia will destroy tint. So
I don't really have too much.
I'm the worst with cleaning my car. I really don't even want to tell you what I use to clean my windows, because you're just going to judge me. But so we talked a lot about paint. Yeah. What about the vinyl guys?
So vinyl wrap. So my Suburban's fully vinyl wrapped. Mm-hmm. So Halo is what mine wears. So G-Technic's Halo coating. Mm-hmm. But vinyl is just like paint. You can use anything on it. You can use Beadmaker. You can use C2V3. You can use a good old school paste wax on it if you mm-hmm. want to. It's not going to affect it. The key, though, is so many people get this idea in their heads that they can't protect their vinyl because it's different. It's not. The new PVC vinyls that Avery makes, that 3M make, they're, mm-hmm. I mean, they're indestructible. And as long as you protect them and help them, you know, with their UV protection and any of that kind of stuff, and as long as you're cleaning it, the key that the only thing that really sets vinyl apart is its hot and cold cycles. So it'll sit on the surface of a vehicle and it get cold, or then it'll warm up and then it'll cold, and it heats and shrinks very rapidly. And if you get minerals like dirt, salt, sand, mm-hmm. all that stuff on there, those will start to just, they work their way in as those hot and cold cycles happen. Yeah. So the key is just keeping it clean, keeping it wiped, keeping it nice. And what I tell some people is the easiest thing for me, a bottle of waterless wash. I can knock out my car real quick wherever I'm at, and then I'll hit it with a quick detailer at the end, or like I said, C2V3 or Beadmaker. I mean, we drove the Suburban, and that there's a link I sent you guys when we're in the mountains, and the Suburban is dusty as all get out, and mm-hmm. I just used some High Pile Eagle microfiber towels that we have, and then used a waterless wash, clean the Suburban in between shots because it would get so dusty.
Yeah.
But I was doing it right there. And, you know, you'd see these mountain bikers ride by looking at me while I'm cleaning my car. Up
like you're insane.
Yeah. They're like, what is this guy doing? Like, I got to get good for the shot.
Yeah. Out here in the mountains. Well, as long as we're, you know, still chatting here, I figured I would, in honor of you.
That's my boy right there.
Yeah. In honor of you.
Look at that.
Hey.
These guys have a podcast that's so good that they get a sponsorship from Pepsi.
You don't know how long I was working on that, Scott. I've been working on this for years. So my dad used to race cars back in the day in the late 70s, and he was sponsored by Pepsi. And so it was a little, personal challenge of my own
that
my dad didn't make me try to do, but something I figured, I'm going to do this too. I'm going to try and get sponsored by Pepsi. So
that's awesome.
Let me ask you a question. Can Beadmaker be used mm-hmm. on wheels without really causing any issue?
Yeah, it's totally safe on wheels. And it's something I used to do for a really long time. I really like Beadmaker on wheels.
So now, how would you compare that to maybe like when we had Eric on from G-Technic just a couple of weeks ago? How would you compare that to, let's say, ceramic coating a wheel? Is there ever a cost versus or option where the two products would be an either or not really?
Well, if it's a show car, and it doesn't see a lot of driving, and the car is really clean, and it doesn't get, you know, so to speak, like doesn't see a lot of brake dust and grime. Mm-hmm. I like Beadmaker for that because, you know, I go to guys' shops that have collections of cars, and Beadmakers are staple because it's so simple and easy for them to use. Mm-hmm. And they can spray it on, wipe it off, call it good. Now, for those of you with a daily driver, those of you that are actually using your cars, you're actually working your cars. Yeah,
no, that's me.
So C2V3 by G-Technic is much stronger. And in reality, we're talking in terms of months and heat cycles. Feed maker on a wheel will probably, depending on the if it's clear coated, you'll probably easily get 3 months out of it, depending on what chemicals are being sprayed on the road and what wheel cleaners you're using when you clean it. If you're using too high of a product, you'll strip anything. Doesn't matter what it is, but 3 months with something like Beadmaker, where C2V3, you're more likely to get anywhere from 6 to 9 months of durability. So you're already going to get a much greater level of durability with that C2V3. So mm-hmm. It really just depends on, you know, what you want to do. Like my wife's car, this car, I torture test a lot of stuff. I don't wash it all that often, and I don't do a lot. But this car has worn just about everything. One of my main go-tos here in my garage is if I do wash it for, I just grab Beadmaker because it's easy and simple and quick. But I know that I'm never going longer than 2-3 months washing it. You know, I usually will wash it. If not every week, I'll wash it once a month. So the car doesn't ever get that filthy. Now, if I'm just going to wash it once and then not worry all winter, I recommend you do something with like G-Technic, which is a little just stronger. And it has a coating. Now, for those of you wondering about a ceramic coating, if you're buying a new set of wheels, coat them. Seriously, every wheel I've owned, I have a ceramic coating on, and it's well worth its weight in gold if you're not doing it, because it makes your life so much easier to clean them. And that's, I think, the problem is so many people think a coating is bullet makes a car bulletproof. It doesn't. It just makes your job easier to the point that in my shop, I used to coat people's cars that were some of my best clients, and I wouldn't tell them, mostly because I knew I'd see them back in 3 months to detail their car again. And for me, it was like, well, if I coat this thing,
easier.
It's going to look better. It's going to look better. It's going to be way easier for me to clean it. But because it's going to look better, their car is going to stand out, and their friends are going to ask them, hey, your car looks good. Why does it always look so good? And they're like, well, I don't know. Levi details it, you know?
Yeah.
And so for me, it was an easy, you know, for those customers that I knew were back every 3 months like clockwork, that was a no-brainer for me. I just coat everything on it, mostly because I didn't want to work as hard on it. Yeah. And I never told them on a lot of them, and so they didn't know. But for me, I was just like, man, this is just going to make my job easier. It's going to make my crew's job easier. And that's really all a ceramic coating for me is about. Just makes life easier. This thing, I got a 6-year-old that likes to drive Hot Wheels down the side of it. I sleep better at night knowing that at least it's got a ceramic coating on it, because I don't have to worry so much about scratches. Still going to get scratched. There's kids in the neighborhood. Bikes, all that stuff. But when he does that, I don't have to really, you know, pull my hair out and scream at him.
Yeah, we know a lot of that from Eric. Eric really explained that pretty well about the ceramic coatings and how with these ceramic coatings, one of the biggest thing is it's your, all right, so if you wash your wheel every 2 weeks, now you'll be able to wash your wheel every 4 weeks. If if it takes you 35 minutes to clean a wheel, now it may only take you 10. Yeah. So we understand that this is about cutting down on time 100%. And effort and stuff like that with the ceramic coats. It's not the bulletproof thing that everybody thinks it could be. But let me ask you a question. When we start talking, one of the biggest things that we have an issue with is we get a lot of questions with people saying, you know, all of our wheels are clear coated at some level. So there's all these different products, whether they be Beadmaker or ceramic coatings or et cetera, with exception of wheel cleaners, specific wheel cleaners that may contain an acidic property to them. All these products, except for the wheel cleaners, do people have to risk or worry about damage to the clear coat? Is there any application that even like a product like a bead maker or something which is set out to protect the finish or make it easier to clean could potentially, if applied even incorrectly, could cause damage to a clear coat on a wheel?
Yeah. And that relies mainly on what type of wheel cleaner. Now, most of your consumer wheel cleaners that, let's say you're at Walmart or you know, AutoZone or wherever picking up parts or wheel cleaners, those are never going to be strong enough to really do anything in terms of hurting you. They have to hit a specific requirement for their customers so that they're not sending out a extremely caustic chemical. Now, in the terms of from like a professional detailer standpoint, I've got hydrofluoric acid here in the garage. I have a gallon of hydrofluoric acid that I can use to spray on a wheel. It will clean it like nobody's business, but it'll also burn my concrete. It'll burn my knuckles. It'll do all kinds of bad stuff. It's not good to breathe in. But that's an over the counter style product. You know, it's just like walking into a pharmacy and trying to get, you know, you have to go a certain way through the detailing world to where you're buying and you're looking for a product like that. And usually you're a professional that already knows how to mix it, already knows how to use it because it is so damaging. But the majority of your wheel cleaners, so the wheel cleaners that say G-Technic carries, or even, you know, some of the new ones that like Koch has a new one. And then we used to do stuff with Wowos out of Scotland. We did a video like this, did a live where we took different wheel cleaners and used them on a wheel. And PNS has Brake Buster. The pH level on that is 12.5. So it's a more of an alkaline based cleaner. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna work a little longer. It's gonna sit. It's gonna be able to actually break down the dirt and grime, but it's not gonna be able to hit everything, because there's minerals that need an opposite pH. They need to be on that lower end towards that acidic range to break free of the surface. So we did a wheel in one wheel cleaner. Then we went to the next wheel cleaner. We grabbed a Magic wheel cleaner, which is a 5.5 pH. Did an amazing job on that wheel because of the finish and the way that wheel looked. And we didn't have to scrub. So we did one set where we just sprayed it on, let them all sit, rinsed them off, and you could see that the 5.5 did better than the 12.5 pH. And then we sprayed Clean Wheels, which is about a Wowos Clean Wheels out of Scotland. That's a 2.5 pH. So it acts like an acid, but it has an acid replacement in it, so it's a non-acid. But it mimics an acidic cleaner, so it's going to break certain levels of grime down much easier. But it needs agitation. Most acid-based wheel cleaners need that, or acid-like, need that agitation. And same with the alkaline on the opposite end. They need an agitation step where you scrub the wheel. Mm-hmm. And so it's very different. And that Magic wheel cleaner from Koch, that 5.5, it had an active ingredient in it to self-agitate. So it was really a unique experience. But what a lot of people think is, oh, I'll just grab this wheel cleaner and it's the same as that one because it looks the same color as that one. The pH levels are different all across the board. And each one, even though they're all safe, work very differently. And some seem to work better on others depending on that type of finish. But it all depends on where you're at. It depends on the minerals that are on the streets. Like I said, it depends on your heat cycles that you're running those wheels through with your braking. You know, if you just got done doing a mountain run, dude, I don't think there's going to be anything that's going to catch that when your brakes smell that strong and you've used a lot of material, you know, rather than just daily driving to work and back. I mean, I drive 5 miles to work and back and it's 30 mile an hour road. Yeah. So I'm never that hard on my brakes. So it just depends.
And it's hard because, like, from our perspective, one of the things that we see, and this is why I always make that comment that, like, don't use an acidic wheel cleaner, like, be careful about what wheel cleaners you use, is that while, and I just want to make sure I say this so it doesn't throw people off the scent here. Mm-hmm. What you're talking about it being safe to use on the shelf, and the reason we don't say that is because there's so many different types of products and their use and their application, and there's caveats. And the other thing is too is that repeat use of a product, especially when it's used quite a bit, if you have somebody that cleans their car, you know, maybe more than once a week or whatever it may be, the condition of your wheels, rock chips, anything that's already penetrated the clear coat, and then putting an acidic cleaner or anything like that that allows it to get under it. That's why a lot of times you see those spider effects come under a clear coat. And it's just important to understand that the best protection that I believe that you can offer your wheels is literally to start before you ever put them on the car. Mm-hmm. Like, just start getting them coated to protect it right off the bat.
Well, and the other thing is pH neutral, you know, so something like that Magic Wheel Cleaner, which is a 5.5 or something in the 6.7 range, up to 8, that's your pH neutral product.
Right.
Those are always going to be the ones that are the safest, easiest, and ones that aren't going to harm you.
Right.
The ones that are going to be on opposite ends are going to have a different reaction and a different effect based on what you need. And so, overuse of an acid-based wheel cleaner, that'll dull out a wheel finish. It'll dull out it does some damage. And we all know from back in the 90s when and early 2000s when polished aluminum was a big version for wheels, people didn't know how to care for them. And all these different cleaners were either end of the spectrum. They were either too alkaline or too acidic, and they'd burn the living snot out of the finish. And so the industry has really made huge steps to try and make something that's very safe, very effective. And there's a lot of great brands that are making really nice, simple, easy to use wheel cleaners for those of you at home. But the key is, like you said, start it out right, give it the best case, the best survivability chance you have. Spend a little bit of money and coat them. Coating your own wheels at home is probably the easiest thing you can do, especially if you've never done anything before. We've got videos on it, and it's simple, fast, effective, and it's cheap. I mean, it's $35 sometimes for a bottle of coating. You throw it on there and you're good to go. So
I know you have to get out of here, so I want to hit you with two questions before you go. First question.
Yeah.
Just circling back around, things like bead maker, ceramic coats, etc., not wheel cleaners, but just products that maybe are there to try to paint seal, paint protect, etc., waxes. Do people have to be worried about applying those to a wheel's clear coat? Can they, even in the wrong application, cause damage to a wheel?
Not as much. Any of those waxes, sealants, any of that stuff, those will all work. Sorry, guys, I've got bumped there.
Yeah.
Those will all work just fine. It's protection. Point is, you're putting protection on your wheel. The key is just making sure that you wipe it off easily and effectively.
And finally, before we let you go, give me the bullet point. Let's do exterior point. Exterior first. Let's do the bullet point thing, the takeaways for people about kind of winterizing the car exterior.
So for exterior, make sure it stays clean and then protected. And that can be either a wax, a sealant, or a coating. The way I describe it is, a wax is like if your paint is naked, a wax is a t-shirt and shorts. Mm-hmm. A sealant is a long sleeve shirt or a hoodie and some jeans. And then your ceramic coating is, you know, snow gear, like your pants, that's your great. Long pants and jacket,
that is good.
All that kind of stuff. So that's kind of your protection level on your paint. So, you know, a t-shirt and shorts when you're naked, it's good protection, but it's not always the best.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with it, but it has its faults. And the same with sealants. They're great. They do a much better job of protecting, but they're not always the most comfortable or the most bearable product that you need. So it really depends on how you want to drive, where your area is, what you use the vehicle for. You dictate how you want to level that protection for that.
Right.
So for exterior, and that's same with wheels.
Okay. Now, what about bullet point on interior?
Clean your glass. Get yourself some rubber floor mats. If you have a garage, crack the windows in the evenings. And also make sure that you waterproof or scotch guard your carpet. Maybe your seats as well, just to make sure. Any of your vinyl and leather on the interior of your car, make sure it's protected. Get some nice conditioners. And like I said, the G-Technic line has not only cleaners, but also protectants that are antibacterial. And keep a towel in your car. It's your best friend, honestly. Just a simple microfiber towel in your center console, just because you never know when you're going to need it. And it makes it so much easier when you do have it.
Yeah. And now the last thing we'll give you is the bullet point on the wheels. You already mentioned that it's a similar care to the paint that you just went through. But, you know, I'll throw one in there. If your wheels are new, or if they're on the newer side, you can get them cleaned up and get a ceramic coat. I think that's a good place to start. Like you said, the bead maker or any one of those products to help extend and kind of paint seal the wheel. Repeat and frequent cleaning, I think, is a big thing.
100%.
And just be careful.
Yep. That's right.
Now,
be careful and have some fun with it.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, I have a personal question for my vinyl. Sorry, Scott, I need to do it.
No, you have to do it.
So my exhaust kicks up these black, nasty dots on the trunk. I drive it's a pistachio GTI.
Yep, he said that right, folks. It really is a pistachio.
Yeah, I said that, pistachio. So it's light. Exhaust, anything, it just shoots out, gets all over to the trunk. That won't come out unless I really go heavy with like a compound, sit there with the spin wheel, and I'm very lazy.
That's it. You're pretty much stuck. You're going to have to use an all-purpose cleaner, clean it out, make sure as much of that exhaust and dirt and grime is off the car. Mm-hmm. You can clay it, and then you can polish it out if you like. It's very simple and easy. Vinyl's very forgiving. And then just recoat it, man.
Okay. Yeah, so that's where that bead maker or ceramic coat really can help him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to come to Boise. Idaho, and you're going to take care of my car.
That's
the
right.
Master of Shine.
Out,
All right, Levi,
thank you so much for
coming on, and we'll put all your links and stuff for everybody below.
Appreciate it. Thanks,
thank
guys.
You, my man.
Have a good one, brother.
We'll see ya.
So that's it. I mean, Levi was nice enough. By the way, as we're getting into this whole thing, any questions or anything that
shoot
you want to do,
below.
Start putting them in. Alex, if you could swing over when you have a minute, give me a duplicate tab for the YouTube thing so we can see some comments or... Oh, Jared's got questions. Don't worry about it.
J-Rock in the rock pile.
And we got to let you know. We have a new hire here. A new marketing friend to the company here.
Who?
Marketing coordinator, Jared, is here. We'll get him on like maybe soon. Maybe next week. Next week we'll get him on to the
Maybe you'll take my spot. Who knows?
We're breaking him in. We don't want to scare him away yet. But basically, I would say that Levi is probably one of the most knowledgeable in the detailing world, with exception of maybe a few people, and he brings a lot of information. And so much of their information is on their YouTube channel, The Rag Company. I will make sure that we link down below, even if it's not there right now. I will make sure we edit this and put their information in, because there's so much information there that you can watch and pick up. It's really kind of incredible. So there's that. Again, I think wheels are one of those things. If you can take them off in the winter, I think that's great. If you're going to run them and they're full paint, I think that's okay. Be careful about not running the right tire size.
Definitely.
We talk about this a lot. You know, the bigger diameter wheels, you know, the
I feel
less...
like this is a hit towards me with not the correct tire
size,
but it's
not
all right.
Really.
We'll
I think
going.
It's a general statement, but like the smaller profile tire you have, the less cushion there is for the wheels. Winter is the time where you get potholes that are, you know, and people say, like, can I go through, like, what happens if I go through a pothole? Is the wheel going to bend? You can go through the same pothole 10 times.
Yeah.
Have 10 different results.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting, too, is that, remember, it's not as simple as, whoa, the pothole wasn't that deep. Blah, blah, blah. It has to do with the speed, the angle of your wheel, what the shape of the pothole is. There could be so many factors. So just
how many potholes before that?
Yeah, no, that's 100% valid.
100%.
You know, it's metal, not magic, right? It work hardens. The more times you bring something through, it just kind of wears away at it. So just be careful. But I hope that this was, you know, informative to those.
I hope so, too. It was informative for me. I don't know about you guys, but.
He found out that he actually has to move himself to clean his car.
It means I personally have to hire a detailer that will walk around with me every week and just, you know, clean my car. Anybody out there, please reach out to me. It'd be great.
Oh, geez. I'm reading. All right. So what
do we got?
Let's go through the questions.
So CMS
GT4.
Tally says always bring a towel.
Tally says always bring a towel. Yeah.
You're a towel.
Pretty much. Let's see. Ceramic coating wheels. Interesting info to look at. Yeah, it is. 30 minutes.
Oh, want to scroll down?
There's some other stuff here.
30 minutes wait time to play all this. Yeah.
Always.
Well, listen.
Every time.
Blinker fluid
Every
is
time.
Not as viscous. It isn't as viscous as you would hope. So I would say there's a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got anything in there that's actually?
Yeah, let's see.
What we got? We should work on that Pepsi sponsor, by the way.
We're never gonna get it.
We should. We'll see what Levi did. We'll hit him up for it.
At T underscore nice. 78 says, Hypergram 18x10.5x100, please.
Hypergram 18x10.5x100, please, is the question.
That's an aggressive spec for a 5x100.
I'm going to have to go with no.
Nope. Sorry.
It's not because I don't think, first off, all right, let me give this a real answer. There's not nearly a demand out there. Obviously, you have something in the nature of wide body. Whether it's an FRS BRZ wide body, mm-hmm. whether it's a crazy Mark IV Volkswagen,
you know.
You have something whatever. So that's just not it. There's just not any demand for it. And I know that you'll say there is, but I mean, you're talking about a very limited number of people looking for that size. But with that said, again, we later, hopefully in a few months, we will be launching our Forge line, and you can absolutely order those specs if you so choose, and we'll build them for you. So I guess that's the silver lining.
Definitely make sure to check that out once they arrive.
What else? We got anything else, or is it just kind of comments?
Where can we get replacement center caps for Hypergram? Says at A26,
B26. Got it. So replacement center caps for Hypergrams or any of the Flowform wheels are available through any one of our dealers. We constantly are a little bit into back order sometimes, but you can get them, and they're out there, and we are working on a solution in the next coming months that we will be able to try to get them to you from our website, because we know that this is a common question. But we do make them. You can get them. They're replaceable. No worries. And if you have any issue, always just DM us or send us a message. Got anything else, or are we pretty much just comments? See a lot of comments. Oh, well, yeah, we probably...
And then happy birthday to Anthony from the
Rag
Company.
Yeah, happy birthday to Anthony from the
Rag
Company.
Happy birthday.
We're going to get Anthony on here in a few weeks. We're going to do some other stuff. He's super knowledgeable, and he has just a tremendous amount of information. There was only so much that we wanted to put into one place, so we were just kind of giving the bullet point of winter prep today. So we're going to get Anthony on here for some other things, and especially when the spring comes out and when people are starting to roll cars back out.
I see a question there.
Yeah, I do.
The Forge line, is it one piece or are they going to be two pieces as well?
Yeah.
Just going to be one piece at the moment.
Yep. And so, you know, we've dabbled with plenty of different multi-piece wheels. We can make it. We've done it before. There's some things that we feel are a better fit for us than not, and now we feel what we're doing is the right line. So we'll see. Let's see here. I don't know. I think that's kind of it. If you have any other questions, feel free to throw them in below, and we're going to try to get to them really quick. If not, we're going to get out of here. But as always, we go live, and we do Q&A on Instagram and Facebook at 2 p.m. EST every Wednesday. So make sure you feel, you know, if you want to join in there, you're always welcome to. No problem. The GP Mini. The Mini GP. I don't know why I read it backwards.
You really did read that backwards.
the Mini GP. You know, we come to you live. We're happy to answer your questions. You can always get us on DM or message. I mean, we're getting a lot of them lately. It's taking us even longer to get back to you. So
please be patient with us as we go through all of those messages. That's one for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And aside from that, make sure you share this thing out. Make sure you send a friend.
Try to
get some
like, subscribe.
Some people here to subscribe to the channel. We're doing our best to produce
more
content.
Tell your boys. Tell your friends. Tell your mom. Tell your dad. Like, subscribe. See, it worked.
Right.
You took it from me earlier, so I had to say it again.
Okay. So make sure, share this out. Like I said, we're trying to put out content. Right now, our schedule is every Wednesday we're doing the podcast live. We come to you early at 2 p.m. On Instagram and Facebook to do the lives. And we also, and then we come 3 p.m. here on YouTube. And then what we're doing is on every Friday, we're putting out a piece of content, and hopefully as we go forward, we'll do our best to also increase that offering. But, that's it.
That's all, folks.
Yeah. And you can always find more information on the podcast if you want to take us with you on the drive, koenigwheels.com/podcast.
Podcast.
Okay. Anyhow, that's it for on this week. We will see you back here next Wednesday. Take care of yourself. Have a good week.
Peace.